welcome to the Talk with Tori podcast. I'm your host, Tori Jones, and I'm so glad that you're here. It's time to have some fun. On each episode, I will chat with a friend and we will share random life topics, tips and tricks, fun stories, and more serious stories filled with some real talk to make you laugh, maybe cry, make you think, but most of all, bring a smile to your face. We all have a story to share, so I hope you enjoyed this one. So grab your favorite Starbucks, a glass of wine, water, I don't care. You do you, girl, because it's time to peel back the layers and add a little spice to it.
Oh, all right, y'all. Rallies. Guess what? We live. Woo! All right. Welcome, everyone, to our Sunday night dinner. We just ate. We thought we'd get this going after we were chewing. What do we eat tonight?
It was so good.
A Josh specialty.
Usually involves sauteed onions and some kind of potatoes and then either salad or Brussels sprouts and meat. Some combination of that. Tonight was ground turkey.
With Country Bob's.
Country Bob's, great sauce. If you haven't had it before, check out your local grocery store.
Sponsored by
Josh
Country
is a
Bob's.
Master chef.
It's so. Actually part of his family business type thing. It's like in his family line.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we do Sunday night dinners, and we'll kind of talk about that in a little bit, but we wanted to welcome y'all into our Sunday night dinner. I'm so excited to have our friends, Joe and Mally Vincent, and on the show. Say hey.
Hey, guys.
Howdy.
And then, of course, my husband, Josh, since we're talking all about things couples today. So it was only fitting to have everyone here. And so I'm really excited for y'all to learn and hopefully get some good tips on good friendships and feel some encouragement that you're not alone when making friends and figuring out the things about life. And so I want to introduce them to y'all, how we know them. I actually met Mally years ago, probably 6 years ago.
I
met you like 6 years ago in Auburn through our friend Jamie, but I wasn't really like friends with you. I just knew you.
Yes.
And then it's weird how like you never know how things are going to happen.
Yeah.
And then Joe worked with Josh at the rec, but Josh was
not a fan.
You weren't a fan of Joe?
No.
Josh was his superior.
I wasn't a fan of his. I was in a professional position. He was a student, but we got along.
So, and then fast forward.
He wanted to come over to work on my side.
And you didn't hire him?
No, he had to come in.
Your side, meaning.
Oh, okay.
So, he was a supervisor.
So that's how they knew each other. And then fast forward all these years later, we were told they were moving back to Auburn, and we invited them over for Sunday night dinner that we're still doing.
And we never left.
And we're still doing Sunday night dinner. And so we can kind of talk about that. And then they invited us to their tailgate the next week. And we went.
Yeah.
We went.
And
the
rest
then,
is history.
Yeah, the rest is history. So we'll talk a little bit more about our friendship. But I want them to introduce themselves to you and tell y'all more about how, you know, what they do, their backgrounds, kind of how y'all grew up, and any memories or funny stories y'all want to share.
All right. Okay. So... again, I'm Mally. I grew up in Birmingham. I lived there my whole life. I was born and raised there. And my whole family went to Auburn. So I always knew I wanted to go to Auburn. That was the only place I applied. Also grew up, always wanted to be a teacher. So I majored in elementary ed at Auburn. Met Joe.
Woo!
And we actually met at the rec center. Officially, we had a mutual
That's
friend.
That's where Josh and Tori met.
Yeah.
Relationships.
Woo!
So, anyways, yeah, that's kind of a little bit about me.
And now you work at Auburn.
And yes, I work at Auburn, actually in the College of Education as an academic advisor. We'll kind of go into, I guess, a little bit of my career path before that in a little bit. But yes, I love my job. I get to work with education students who are very similar to me personality wise. So it's a huge blessing, and we love living back in Auburn. We love it so much.
I'm Joe Vincent. I lived in Birmingham for a few years growing up, and funny story, Mally and I both are in the same church directory.
Aww. As a little
like
tot.
6 years old, and our pages are like back to back. So you see Mally's two-person family is in my nine-person family on the next page. Oh yeah, sorry, two siblings.
Yeah.
But my family moved to Fairhope when I was in middle school, so I say I'm from Fairhope. They're still down there, and my parents didn't really give me a choice. They said you're going to Auburn and you're going to study engineering. And so that's what I did.
Aren't you so glad?
Best place to be.
They said you'll get a job if you're an engineering graduate. So I said, all right, sounds good. So I did that. And then I now currently work in Montgomery for Train as a sales engineer. So.
We love Train because Train has the best tailgates at Auburn.
Yes.
I'd like to invite y'all, even though I do nothing. I do nothing in the contribution of the tailgate, but I'd love to invite you to come. Okay, so they kind of grew up differently. So, Joe, tell them how many siblings you have.
I have seven siblings. I'm the middle of seven. And I can never – I think I actually shared a bedroom until sophomore year of college. That's not even a joke. I always had a roommate, a sibling roommate, and then I got to college. I roomed with someone freshman year. So the first time I ever had a room to myself was sophomore year.
What was it like? Were you like, this is weird?
Oh, it felt like freedom. Finally. It was nice. Yeah.
And now you have another room.
And now you share a room again. So you only have 2 years.
Yeah, back to it.
Yeah.
Back to it. I love that. Well, we'll kind of share a little bit more about how we're different. So do y'all have a funny story or what memories about each other should we share? Well, I want y'all to tell the story about what we talked about last night when y'all were held hostage in this home.
Yeah, this is a boy's story.
We were talking about, because it came
we won't
up because,
say any names of any companies.
Well, it came up because y'all had just gotten a new security system, and we were talking about our memory security system. So one night, a while back, Joe was here, and then Mally and Tori were at a small group. And I get a knock on the door, and there's a guy asking about home security systems. And we have one here, and I'm always looking for a good deal. He's like, hey, can I talk to you about home security? I'm like, oh, sure, because I'm like, maybe I can get us a cheaper deal.
He's obsessed with deals.
No, you never know. I didn't know a lot
about
it.
This is coming from the guy who bowls every single day of the summer for like 18 cents a day.
Yeah, I'm all about value. So anyways, I start to talking for a minute, and then he has to come inside, so – I'm like, yeah, that's fine.
He barged his way inside.
Yeah, I think he kind of said, oh, can I see your system? So he looked at the system, and then he kind of sits down and starts kind of giving us some details. So we're sitting there. He's trying to sell it to us. And after a while, we're like, okay, yeah, that sounds good, but I'm not going to make any decisions. I'm going to talk to my wife. He's like, oh, when will your wife be back? I'm like, I don't know. She's at a small group thing. He's like, oh, I can just sit here. I'm like, So he sat there for a few minutes, and then – I was telling him how hungry I was and that we were probably going to get some food. And he's like, oh, I'll order us a pizza. And so then I didn't want to talk about food anymore.
Only a pizza if we bought a security system.
Yeah, he's like.
He threw it out there.
If you're willing to.
Oh, okay.
And so at that point, I'm like, okay, no. And my wife's not really going to care for this. I'm like, it's just not happening tonight. And then he said, can I just stay? Because I don't have a ride. My manager will come pick me up.
No, he never told us it was his
Or is it just somebody? He just said,
I need a ride, yeah.
Yeah, which I guess it was.
Which, like, who comes over to someone's house selling without a way to get out?
I think they, like, get dropped off in the neighborhood. Yeah. And he just, like, walks. He was telling us he, like, walks, like, 20 miles a day or something.
Just tired of walking.
Which I'm guessing he hadn't gone to many other houses, or if he did, he didn't do much else after that because he was here for quite a long time.
So then...
Wait a minute. I just remember this. He came over at lunchtime and you were here. And Tori said, can you come back later? My husband will be here. He showed up and he was like, your wife told me to come by or something like that when you were here. So he snuck his way in because Tori
invited him.
Yeah. Invited him. Okay, because I was finding my way out, and then y'all. So Mally and I get home.
Well, so he said.
Well, he was like. Remember, he was like peeking through the windows, and you were.
Yes, I was so uncomfortable
because he said he didn't have a ride. So we're like, okay, you can stay until the ride comes. And from that moment, it was probably another 45 minutes or an hour where he's just sitting here. We were like
dead silent.
Yeah, he's just sitting here at our countertop,
and he asked this weird questions, I feel like, to keep the conversation like fairly going. And neither of us.
And y'all still haven't eaten.
No, we haven't eaten anything.
We just finished an hour and a half of bowling.
So he's waiting.
So then Mallie and I get back from our small group and we walk in and we're like, what's going on? And Josh took all the scars.
Oh, yeah, the manager was here by
Yeah, then. And they're like, oh, they've been here. And I'm like, how long? And y'all were like, how many hours at that point?
Two hours.
And I was like, 2 hours? I was like, are y'all being held hostage in our own home by these people? Then the manager comes. He's like,
he was the ride.
The ride. And Which he's toasted.
He probably shouldn't have been the one driving me because I don't know exactly what he was
doing. He was inebriated or something.
Yeah, he had been.
And he was rude. And I finally told him to get out of our house.
Yeah, he.
We left before these guys left. We were like, all right, we got to go.
It was almost bedtime by this point. Dinner time was pretty much over.
So basically, get held hostage in your own home.
Well, he, at one point, he referenced Josh's car. Josh drives a Sonata, and he was like, you see that Sonata out there? He's like, wouldn't you rather be in a Tesla? And he said, well, that's what your security system's like.
And he was like, this is terrible. Like,
and we were, at that point, we're like, you come in here inebriated or whatever you were, and he just starts roasting.
Yeah.
And then, like, looks, and Tori and Josh, like, we just want to make this decision, like, on our own. We need to talk about it. And he's like, well, let's talk right now. And at that point, Mal and I looked at each other, and we're, like, sitting there in the corner, and I was like, well, let's get out of here. And we took off.
So, many memories together. That was the time they got held hostage.
We didn't buy the security system. And then I got a text.
And I never will.
I got a text from the guy saying, sorry about my manager, and I never responded.
How do you get a number?
That is what I said. I said, why did you give him your number?
I don't know. You probably gave it to him.
Over the course of the 3 to 4 hours.
A lot of things happened that we're not quite
that,
sure.
Y'all, it was the weirdest situation. But anyways, it was so funny. I was like, these two grown men are held hostage in our home. Yeah. But yeah, we've had lots of fun memories, trips together, and lots of fun things. And we love playing Sequence. That's like our favorite game. We love game nights. And so we'll kind of talk about all of that in a little bit. Anything you want to share, Mallie, or you want to get going?
Storytelling's not my forte. I always used to get made fun of for my lack of storytelling skills. So
incredible,
I think they did a great
detail.
Job. Yeah, I definitely focus on the wrong things.
Of walking to the refrigerator to get soda.
Okay. Well, I kind of go in 17 different directions and no one knows really where I'm going. And y'all are all nodding right now, so y'all all know. Okay, so this is going to be fun, y'all. So what is something about your spouse that others may not know? Or that others may be surprised about? Either way.
Oh, totally unprepared for this.
Y'all want me to go first?
Yeah, you go.
Y'all know this about Josh. Josh loves karaoke.
Oh my gosh. That was such a shocking thing that I learned about Josh in our friendship.
Yeah. Loves it. Y'all, one of Josh's birthdays, we did indoor karaoke, which I would recommend that to people. Yeah, recommendation. It's really fun because you can like go with like a group of 5, a group of 10, a group of 20, and you sing indoor karaoke. It's really fun. You can bring like food and stuff. Anyways, Josh loves karaoke. You used to go karaoke by yourself years ago.
Yeah, I didn't mind. I mean, I wasn't the only one there, but I would go. Belt it out.
And Josh also likes to do these funny like booty shakes around the house. And you wouldn't expect that from him because he doesn't really like to be the center of attention, but he's funny.
Yeah, well, I'm not a good singer, so it kind of ties in my karaoke. So whenever I'm on stage, it's a lot about presence and showmanship. So
showmanship.
My dance moves would be.
Dance moves?
What I would do.
So what's something about me?
Well, if you don't know her that well, you might not know that she's always cold. So that's something that I've learned that whenever people are like, what's a couple words that describe Tori? What does she always say? I'm cold and probably be right up there. I mean, there'd be days where she'd come pick me up and it might be 65 degrees outside and her heater's on 90. It's ridiculous. And then at nighttime, she'll sleep with 5 or 6 blankets and then I have one blanket. And so I always keep my one blanket no matter what. And then she has as many as she can fit on top of her. So.
And I don't have a ceiling fan in your bedroom.
Yeah,
that is a non-negotiable, y'all. Girls, if you want that chandelier up there, you just put it up there.
Oh, my. The very first night we slept in our new house, we had a chandelier in there, and both of us were sweating And so, we immediately, I think it was the next day, we bought a fan from Home Depot and I put it in.
Yeah, I just need I need a little airflow. Joe's more like, he wants like a turbo fan in his face. And I
see, I don't like that. I just need a little airflow.
Outside of a fighter jet.
Oh, that's the best. Science just say it's good.
But you have a side. Now you, we compromise because you have a side.
Yeah, I have a side fan and my own personal blanket. So we found a good sleeping situation for it.
Because I'm not the best to sleep with.
And then
y'all need to get that bed that's like, you can heat half of it and then cool it.
A lot of people say that, yeah.
That sounds awesome.
And then another thing about her is she sleeps like a maniac, and you never know how she's gonna wake up. Like, she'll be sideways some days, on the bed the other days.
It's cheers. We'll talk about that in a second. How Joe and I are very similar.
It does not matter the time or place. Tori and I will be dead asleep.
We can fall asleep on the drop of a
hat. I do not fall asleep in the movie.
I always fall asleep in a movie. And maybe in like 10 minutes of a movie.
And then she's like, oh, what I missed. I'm like, well, we missed pretty much an hour and 45 minutes of the movie.
Yeah, I'm definitely a wild sleeper, wild woman. So Joe, let's talk about Mal.
Talk about Mal. I think she's a sneaky good dancer. You wouldn't expect it, and totally can twerk it up.
Twerk.
We won't do that for the group.
We're gonna post a video.
Yeah. Okay, my thing for Joe is probably his taste in music. I feel like, to me, I think that's a surprising thing about him. Like, he can jam out to some Taylor Swift,
Katy Perry,
one Katy Perry song called International Smile that came out like 10 years ago that I just showed him to this year.
Songs that I never like investigate those artists, and then I'm really good at, like, 3 years after the album's been out and everyone's already heard it, I jump on. Like, I just discovered Adele this year.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard Adele on the radio.
And
Someone Like It. That's not the right song.
Well, there is a Someone Like You song.
But that's I'm singing a Broadway song. How does hers go?
Never mind, I'll find someone like you.
Never mind, I'll find someone like you.
That one. Period. But Joe also, it's not like he's like, oh, I'll just sprinkle those new artists into my routine. It's like constantly telling our Echo to play that artist for like the next month.
Mm-hmm. Taylor Swift is my number one on my Spotify.
I love it.
Yeah.
Can we get our Taylor Swift concert?
Yeah.
I'm actually serious.
Yeah.
I
once those start back up.
I never listened to Taylor Swift until the Netflix Reputation special. I never heard a single song from the Reputation album.
Yeah.
And watched like the first 10 minutes of that. And
yeah, he was about a year late to that album.
Like 4 years late. I memorized every single word to that album, I think.
Well, I'll say this. Josh, you also like that tour. And sometimes you'll turn it on while you're cleaning and just jam it out.
You got to.
You love it. So, okay, I loved that. Some new things and keeping it fun. So now, one reason I brought them on the podcast, well, I guess the main reason is because, A, they're some of my favorite people, so I always wanted to be able to have them on here to share their hearts and share, you know, their knowledge of things. But one of our most requested topics has been about how to make friends with other couples. I think a lot of people really struggle in that, and you know, we'll talk about how we've struggled in that in different ways, but making friends with other couples. And so hopefully today will help you figure out some techniques, but also some encouragement of you're not alone and it takes time and there's patience. And so I wanted them to come because the four of us spend a lot of time together and we know each other really well. And it's been such a blessing to me and Josh and our lives as a married couple. And we were friends with y'all when we were engaged. So yes, I think it's so good to have other couples to grow from. So I kind of first want to talk about each other's personalities.
Yeah.
So let's describe the dynamic that we're dealing with here.
So I think one thing that is really hard when you're looking for couple friends is it's either like the girls are friends and the guys are just like making small talk or vice versa, or, you know, it's just usually not all four, but Josh and I share a lot of qualities and Tori and Joe share a lot of qualities, but obviously like Josh and Joe are really close and like to do things together. And me and Tori are really close and like to do things together. So I think that is really special and kind of helps us to all kind of, I guess.
I think it's helped us learn from each other.
Yes, learn from each other and just really enjoy hanging out. Like, I don't feel uncomfortable if I'm just having a conversation with Josh, if I run into him or something like that. But I would say, like, Josh and I were pretty homey in the sense of,
homemakers.
Like, yeah, homemakers. We're just more, I guess, natural in that area. Joe and Tori are great at that, too.
Struggle bus. Struggle bus.
We're the partiers. We're the...
Someone has to prepare the party.
And we're the ones that get the conversation going.
Get the conversation
going.
We're on
the dance floor first.
Yeah. On the dance floor. Yeah. I'm always like, listen.
With our hobbled ankles.
Okay, Joe and I both have a lot of injuries.
Injury prone like crazy. Y'all too.
Oh my gosh. So much injury, so many surgeries, all the things, always something aching and hurting.
Yeah.
And then I would say, yeah, we both sleep a lot. And then the other thing that I would say, though, is what's interesting, though, is they're – so Joe and Mally have more similar personalities as far as, like, just the way that they run things. They're both, like, very kind-hearted and – I mean, Josh and Mally, sorry. Like, very kind-hearted and sweet and homemakery and get things done. And I'm a little bit more all over the place. Joe, do you think you're all over the place in some way? But we're both hard workers.
Not as much as Sarah.
Not as much as me. But we're both like hard workers and get stuff done with our jobs. Yeah. So like that's like where we are. But what's interesting is I feel like Josh and Joe grew up very similar.
Yeah.
And Mally and I grew up very similar. So that's where it's kind of interesting. Like personalities are different, but the family dynamics are different. So okay, so making adult friendships once you're out of school. You know, whether you're single or whether you're in a couple or whatever, outside of just acquaintances and just in general can be really, really hard, especially moving to a new place. But I think it's like sometimes easy just to make like a girlfriend or a guy friend or something like that. But to actually make a true couple friends that you enjoy hanging out with can really be difficult. So y'all kind of have a cool story and y'all shared it with us. And so I wanted you to share it with everyone. Will y'all kind of walk us through the moves that y'all have had the first few years of marriage and how that experience was making friends?
Yeah. So just to kind of back up, I guess, and give you a little bit of our marriage history. I am 26 and
I'm 27.
Joe just turned 27 in November.
We're all pretty much mid-20. Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. Josh tells people he's 25. He's 33.
Let's be honest.
He's 25
at heart. Josh is like 22 in health years probably, and all of us are in our late 40s.
Yeah. But so Joe and I got married. We had our third anniversary in June. So we both got married like right out of college pretty much, and we kind of like to say that we'd never really had adulthood outside of marriage. Mm-hmm. So we learned both of those.
And that's
at
also
the same
where we're
time.
Different too.
Yeah, yeah, we're different in that way too. And so I graduated a year before Joe just because engineering usually takes a little bit longer. And I taught first grade during that time. And while we were engaged and planning our wedding and all of that good stuff. And so I taught in Birmingham. He was in Auburn. We were long distance during that year. And then we got married a month after Joe graduated from Auburn. And about a month and a half after that, we actually moved from Alabama to Wisconsin, to La Crosse, Wisconsin. Shout out.
Shout out.
For Joe's job training. And so obviously I wanted to go with him. Didn't continue teaching at that point, because we were moving across the country. So we were there from July of 2017 to December of 2017. We moved back home, lived with my parents for a couple of months while our apartment was still occupied before it was ready. And then we moved into our apartment in Birmingham in February of 2018. And then in August of that year, the Lord gave Joe an opportunity to move offices with his company. So he's always worked for Train, but he felt like that was a great opportunity for his business growth and just to make that move. And so we prayed about it and knew we would be able to move to Auburn, and both loved Auburn. That's where we met. And just thought it would be a great opportunity for us. And so we moved to Auburn in November of 2018. So that was our, I guess, fourth move technically. If you count like moving from my parents to the apartment. So
how long were y'all married at that time?
So that was just after our first anniversary when we moved to Auburn, and we had already moved to and from Wisconsin, lived with my parents, moved into an apartment, moved to Auburn. So a lot of moves, not much routine, and not much consistency at the very beginning of our marriage. And I think that really was difficult. And you're asking about like making friends and everything. I think it was really difficult to make solid friends. We did start to make good friends. We had some friends in La Crosse, Wisconsin, but they were from all over the country, and we still keep up with them, but it wasn't, you know, we're talking about couple friends. It wasn't like people that were necessarily in the same season of life as us, as newlyweds.
There were like 60 people in the class that I was in. It was this basically a master's class that train hosts to like get us ready for our job.
Yeah.
And the people that were there were like 90% like just graduated from college, and like
single,
a few I think like all of them were single, all of them were like just still like in their party stage of their life. So like in the city we're in, La Crosse has like 60 bars. So it's the most bars per capita in the United States.
So you could definitely party there.
Yeah, like every bar was like a different theme. It's kind of cool. And so they like they went out like every single night, and there were like only probably three or four couples, like actual married people in our whole class. And so there were a lot of like, but at that time, Matt and I were still getting to like really know each other because we just got married. So
And
I think then we weren't really like hunting for a couple of friends because we knew we were going to be there for a short time.
Yeah. So you just wanted to have fun.
Yeah. And we did make a good couple friend through my job up there. I worked as a restaurant hostess just to kind of not have to sit in the apartment all the time. And it actually worked out as like a really, really fun opportunity. And we made a really awesome couple friend there. But again, we knew we were only going to be there for a few months. And so it was hard to really feel plugged in at that time. And then we thought we would be in Birmingham. I mean, we didn't have plans to leave necessarily. It wasn't like we were not up for that, but we just didn't have plans to leave. And so we started to get plugged into a small group there. But Birmingham's just so spread out that a lot of the friends that I knew from like growing up who lived there, to go hang out with them after work was like a 30-minute drive sometimes. And so I think that can pose a lot of issues too when it's not necessarily,
I agree with that,
you know, convenient, so to speak, to go see them all the time. And so being in Auburn has really, I think, been really good for us in terms of community, because thankfully we've been here for, I guess, 2 years now, definitely the longest we've been anywhere. And
we actually feel settled in.
We feel settled and plugged in. And I really think that routine and consistency for us has made a lot of difference in terms of being able to be plugged in and invested, I guess, in the community around us.
I love that. Well, thanks for sharing that. Yeah, I think it's really cool that you walked us through everything and kind of shared that, you know, when you finally feel like you're going to be somewhere for a period of time, it does like change the mindset and helps and all of that. But I mean, I appreciate you sharing that it was hard and it was different. So what does everyone here think the key to building community as an adult is? And what ideas do you have for people and tips and ways that you recommend that they could build that community?
Oh, I think that the biggest thing is being very flexible and I guess flexible, it's saying that. Josh, I don't relate with flexibility. Must be my life. But flexible, what I mean by that is kind of able to do anything. Like, you know, if someone's playing like it's a game night and they're playing a game you don't like, or if it's like a movie you don't want to go see, or, you know, a restaurant maybe you're not a huge fan of, but it's still like, it's not about what you're doing. It's like who you're doing it with, which is super cheesy, but I think that's like really true. It doesn't really matter what you're doing, it's like enjoying the people you're with more mm-hmm. than
yeah.
enjoying like the, I guess, scenario you're in.
Yeah.
But I think flexibility is probably the number one thing that I think is important.
I think going along with that too, it's like getting out of your comfort zone, because mm-hmm.
big time.
Getting started, it's not like, obviously you're not best friends with them because you don't know the people. So you have to be willing, like Joe said, to accommodate and try stuff out. But also it might be, okay, the first couple times, kind of like with dating, it's not like
yeah. it's like you're dating
completely natural. Like, there might be some things you connect on, but you have to get to know the person too, and you have to kind of build that trust. Like, they're not going to pour in everything into you from the get-go. But I think if you're more open with them and you show that you're there for them, like Joe was saying, if they invite you to do something, if you're constantly saying, oh no, I'm not going to do that, well, it doesn't take long, and then people will just stop asking you. Mm-hmm. So you can try to go. That's one of the things I think I try to get better at throughout the years. I think Joe's really good at that. He gives you his word of wanting to do something. He's going to do it. He says
you follow through really well, Jim.
But a lot of people, I think, don't. I think that people get burned by that, and so maybe that's why they stop asking people to do things, because they're like, it's just not worth it.
And I think a lot of people wait for others and they don't make that initial effort. So like, don't give up. Like, I think that's the key too, is like, introduce yourself, ask people to hang out. You don't know if you're going to enjoy them until you hang out with them. And usually the first time's weird. I mean, it just is.
Yeah.
And invite them more than once. Like, or I always say, like, if you get invited and you can't go, invite them after that, or like make it two-way street. I think that's one of the reasons our friendship works really well, is because it's like both ways. And I think a lot of friendships, like, you feel like, oh my gosh, I'm always the only person inviting. Do they even really want to hang out with me, or you know, whatever. And so I think it's important to kind of make it both ways, and just to be patient. And I think also give yourself grace, because you know, you're not going to click with every new person you meet. And I think sometimes you like want it to click so bad, but it doesn't. And that's okay.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay to let it go.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's okay to be friends that don't see each other every single
day. Yes.
That's okay. Cause people are busy too.
And also thinking, but
I think one thing too, the other point I wanted to bring up was like being very, I think being like open and honest is a big thing, because
being real.
Being like real, because I think nowadays with social media, everything is
looks perfect.
Like, your house is always clean, your bed's always made. Like, no, like, you know, we have you guys over for dinner, and it's not like our bed's made, and you know, Brody's going nuts in the backyard, and like, I just think it's one of those things where
let them into your mess.
You need to let people like see who you really are. And if you're like putting up this wall and trying to make it seem like you're perfect, then you're not going to make like real friends.
It's too intimidating.
Yeah, they're not going to know like how they're going to be able to like be there and support you when you won't like let them see who like you really are.
Yeah, I feel like when I was trying to kind of consolidate my thoughts on this, to me it kind of boils down to that you have to kind of list out what is important to you as a friend, and be that kind of friend that you want to have. Because if you want someone who will be there for you and who will support you and all of these things, but you don't feel, you notice that you're not doing that in other people's lives, I think you kind of, you get what you put out into the world. And so I think that's really important too.
Yeah. And just a tip on, I think, ways to build community as an adult. I think having like something consistent you look forward to with other people, like we look forward to Sunday night dinner. You don't have to have a Sunday night dinner every single Sunday. Like, life happens, but like having something once a month that you look forward to, or like a weekly lunch or bi-weekly, or like something that's like your thing that you do. And then, you know, Mally and Joe started a small group and led their first small group. And that's how we've met a lot of friends. And I thought one thing that was cool with y'all small group is y'all kind of like reached out to people you were friends with, and some closer than others, but like none of us were really necessarily friends. Some we were, but I think it's so important too to like introduce other people and welcome new people in. And I think to me, like, that's the key. And I'll tell you one thing about couples that I think people don't do: a couple's group text. Our group text, we're all included. I think some things my friends have told me is like, they'll be like, oh, Sarah wants to go do this. Can you do this? But we all talk about the plans together and our lives together. So I think it makes it feel like a group thing.
Yes.
And I think that that's made a really big difference too.
Yeah. And the mute feature on there.
My gosh.
Mute.
Oh, it is totally on mute. I read them all the time, but I remember I would be in Montgomery and I'd be working and I was like out to dinner or like out to lunch with a customer and all of a sudden my phone would be like buzz, buzz, buzz. My like shorts or like my right leg would be like bouncing. And I'd have like 37 text messages and it'd be about like, you know, who wants to go, because they all work at, for Auburn. So like y'all are all wanting to go grab lunch together. And I'm like, okay, we got to put this sucker
and Marco up. Polo is a good way.
Marco Polo is awesome. Yeah.
Because you see their face.
That's another thing about Tori too, is whenever she texts, she doesn't do full thoughts. It's every sentence and then send. Every sentence send.
Yeah, so I'm a really bad texter. Okay.
I can't imagine what it would cost whenever you had to pay per text back in the day.
It'd be a problem. You'd freak out at me. Okay, so what struggles have y'all had making friends with people in a new place and especially other couples?
Well, I guess Josh kind of already hit on it, was like when people flake out.
I hate flaky, and so many people are flaky.
Yeah, I think that's...
I'm calling it out on here. I don't like it.
It's like when people, when I really dislike it when someone is like, man, we got to get together. Like, you know, we got to grab dinner one night. And then, like, you reach out to them two or three times, and they're like, you know, they can never do it. And they're like, yeah, I get it when you have, like, a good reason, but, like, or when, like, don't respond at all or, you know, something like that.
It gets old.
I think that makes it tough for us. It was moving around so many times and not being somewhere consistently.
I think just people, like I said, people have busy schedules and everyone's schedule is different. And so things conflict with each other and your priorities are different. And so some people may prefer to use their free time, just the two of them at home, which is totally fine. But I think it's important to maybe find the people who you can spend your free time with, and it doesn't have to be this big ordeal every time. Like, that's what we really appreciate about you guys, is we can just come over and we really don't have to have any plans. We're just spending time together, hanging out.
Josh and I talked about that before.
Yeah.
When we were talking about this conversation. You want to say what you were saying about that?
I was saying a lot of times people think that it has to be some big ordeal or something that is planned, but, and this isn't even people groups, just me in general, like having a friend over. Sometimes you just, hey, come hang out for a little bit. I think
people put too much pressure on it. And I think, like, last night we hung out with another couple and just talked. That was so fun. We didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There doesn't always have to be some big ordeal too. And like Joe was saying about making sure everything's clean and orderly, it's like, yeah, you want to put on a decent presentation, but that doesn't make or break if people are going to have enjoyment from the evening. Mm-hmm. It's about, are you actually investing when they're there and kind of talking to them, or are you just kind of doing your own thing? So I think that's important.
Yeah.
One thing for like us is being in Auburn, you get a lot of people that come here, they might be here for school or something like that, and then they leave. So it can get tough, because just when you feel like you really get to know people, they're out of here. So that's one thing with a town like this. And so we found, I think as time's gone on, we've gotten some friends that we think might be here for a little while, but doesn't mean you don't want to invest in someone.
I remember y'all asking us one time after we had become really good friends. It was like a few months in. Do y'all remember asking us?
I did.
If y'all would move.
Yeah.
I asked you that.
Yeah. You were like, so are y'all actually going to be here for a while, or are you like y'all moving? Yeah. Like, you were like, I got to figure this out.
Well, I think a lot of that's, again, like Josh said, where we live, but also this season of life we're in. Mm-hmm. I think it gets overlooked in terms of really investing in friendships, because beforehand you have your like college friends or your single friends, which you've had for a few years. Mm-hmm. And then down the road, you'll make your friends through your kids' activities and things like that.
And we're not
but
in
I
that.
But I think sometimes you can just get so caught up in your spouse, which is awesome. Like, you should definitely invest in your marriage and put in the effort there. But I think it's super important to create that community while you're in that season of life, even if you're wanting kids soon or whatever it may be, because you just never know what life will bring you, and you really need that support system around you.
And I really like that. So thank y'all for sharing all of that. I think to me the biggest struggle is when it feels one-sided and things are flaky and you feel like you're like, do they really want to hang out? You know, do they really want to hang out with me? Because I keep inviting them. So if I had any encouragement for anyone, like, if someone's inviting you, really make the effort to invite them. I also agree that it's such a, I think every semester I've been in Auburn, it's like my friends have changed so much. So Josh and I always talk about that. We're like, we're glad we feel like we finally have like consistency that are like going to be here for the long haul. Or we hope life changes. So we, God has a plan for us all.
Well, I think with, because me and Tori both moved here, not knowing anyone. And so we've been in that kind of circumstance. So whenever we hear about someone that's in that kind of stage of life, they've done that, we want to be the ones that kind of, we don't expect them to maybe feel as comfortable. Since we've been here, we know some people, and we can connect them with others or make them feel like they have some community. And that's why we've met a lot of our best friends from that. So I think it's important to kind of take that first step.
So why do y'all, I think we've added a lot of new people to our circle, just our friendship in the past 2 years. Why do you think inviting and welcoming is so important? I think so many people are afraid to reach out. So why do you think that that's so crucial?
Well, like you said, so many people are afraid of reaching out, but you know that feeling of when someone invites you to do something. And I think everyone wants to feel like they belong somewhere.
Yes.
And so regardless of if they end up being some of your lifelong best friends or not,
make that one effort.
I think it's just making the effort and showing people that they matter is kind of what it comes down to, because we've all felt lonely before. We've, especially with COVID, we've all felt the slew of emotions that comes along with that. And I just think if inviting someone and making them feel welcome, you know, makes a difference for that, even that one time, if you don't hang out with them after that, I think that's worth it.
And I think that too, like hanging out after that, I think sometimes we have to give ourselves grace and patience with the fact of, you know, some couples you meet, you're not going to click with, and that is okay. And they might feel, they're probably feeling the same about you. Or definitely they're probably feeling that way about me. And so, you know, and I think that that's okay. Like you can be acquaintances with them, but they don't have to be the people that you spend so much time with. And new people are going to come into your life and you realize that it's more life-giving and you didn't realize that until they come into your life. So always being flexible on that. So
You said you don't have to click with everyone, but I also think you never know who you could click with.
Agreed.
We barely knew you guys and you invited us over for dinner and me and Joe were like, okay, well, we'll go have dinner with them. And
were y'all nervous?
I don't think so, but I'm, I think it was kind of weird because of Josh.
That's what I wanted.
I worked with Josh previously, but I also knew that Josh was like hysterical. I think it was just weird for me because the only relationship I ever had with Josh was one of like Josh was like my boss. And so it was kind of weird for him to go from like a boss to like a peer. It was kind of a weird thing.
But now we don't think about it.
Yeah. So. And Mally and I really weren't friends. Like, it was kind of random. So we owe it all to Jamie, she told us.
Yeah,
so thanks, Jamie.
I think it's kind of cool, too, of you get, like, a group setting, you get people, and you said you don't have to be best friends with them, but you never know who's going to click with who. And then
we're big about that.
I've seen that before. It's like, oh, I think these people would get along with somebody else. And it's like, we know both people. Let's get something together, and maybe they'll become good friends with them. I don't get jealous that you might hang with them more than me. Like, I think at the end of the day, it's just helping people connect. And then there'll be times where maybe we all do things together and you might do more things with them.
I think I'm always surprised too. We've been in several small groups and it's like couples. I just know we've been in several small groups, like in different places and in Birmingham and wherever else. And there'd be like a couple that you're like, think they're like completely opposite from each other. And then by the end of the semester, that couple ends up being like best friends. And you're like,
who you would have called to.
It's like anybody can click with anybody.
You really never know. And you know, I think like Josh said, like I still remember we went to a birthday dinner for Josh and this new guy had moved into town and I set the two couples next to each other because I literally was like, I'm kind of like matchmaking. Well, y'all know I love matchmaking, but like friendship matching y'all, because like, I really think, and they became very best friends. Like, so it's just like, you know, I think it's important to connect friends too. And we never take that personally. We always talk about that. We're like, we think it's great when you can build friendships with other people. Cause that's what we're called to do.
Yeah, exactly.
I think to circle back to the question, I kind of wanted to add on, can you actually repeat the original question?
So
I got lost.
Kind of just, you
is inviting people.
We've added new people to our circle. You know, we had the two of us and the four of us. So why do you think that's so important to be able to welcome and invite new people in?
Sorry, I blanked out whenever you asked it the first time, but I think the big reason is I thought of this because, like, if you were in that situation, like if you were brand new to town,
you pray somebody will do it.
Yeah, you'd hope somebody would invite you in, and then like if you see somebody who you know, like you know, you want to add them into the circle because you feel like they'd be fun, but you also feel like they would grow a lot through mm-hmm. being able to be around everybody else. And I think that's why, you know, shout out to Jamie for being like, hey, y'all should, you know.
Did she tell y'all or did she just tell me? I wonder.
I don't remember.
I thought she reached out. I thought she mentioned something to Mally.
She mentioned it to me. She just said, hey, Mally and Joe are moving. So I mentioned to them that y'all mm-hmm. should hang out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like something like that. And the funniest part was that we lived one street over and had
I know. Isn't that weird? We spent like every day together.
Yeah. I just think when you think about like the phrase building community, the building, building things happens because of effort and mm-hmm. inviting people and accepting invitations, even though you feel like this is random or awkward and it's uncomfortable to, you know, make small talk sometimes. But I think once you get through that initial discomfort, you really get to know someone, and that's really when you reap the benefits of that.
Yeah, I think it's too a big thing. One way we've gotten plugged in the most is through small groups,
and that's through our church.
Yeah,
through our church.
So why do you think having community with other couples, specifically, especially Christian couples, why do you think that's so important, and how do you think you've grown from relationships like that?
So I definitely think that in your marriage, your spouse should be, for most things, should be your first confidant or mm-hmm. good person to go to. But they really can't hold the burden of being your only one, because there's just so many different things that you go through in life. And I know we're young and we haven't probably even scratched the surface of all that we'll go through. But Joe is always the first person that I want to go to, but Tori, it's so valuable to like have a girl's perspective on things. Or if Joe's annoyed with me about something, like, yes, he's going to go to me about it. It's hard to find the line between going to someone to complain about your spouse and going to them mm-hmm. knowing that they want to fight for your marriage with you. Yes. And I think finding those people who don't take it as you complaining, or they don't hear what you say about your spouse and then automatically write your spouse off. They know that you're coming to them for godly counsel. I think it's super important to find the couples that you can trust. That will, like I said, that will fight for your marriage and help you through anything that you go through. Because like I said, our pastor always says, if you're not in a storm, like one's coming, which
I'm always ready.
Yeah. I mean, you just never know. But it's also just so enriching, I think, to have those couples in your life who you just enjoy doing things with. Mm-hmm. So
I think a lot of it has to do with like shared beliefs or morals, accountability, you know, kind of what matters and what's important. So whenever you have that kind of same structure with people, then you kind of using that same frame of mind whenever you're talking to them of like how you might cope with a situation. You might feel more comfortable going to them too, like having a small group, you have some really deep topics. You're not just doing surface level discussions, but you're able to really dive in and talk about things that might not be the most comfortable, but you know, like at the end of the day, you're there for each other and you're gonna offer advice. You don't know what someone else has gone through. And like Mally was saying, if they haven't gone through it, they might be going through it soon. So it's really important to have those people that can be there for you to help you out, and that you feel comfortable with, that they're not just gonna take the information and use it for gossip. Like they're actually gonna be there to be there for support and prayer and guidance.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me is growth, because, you know, the end goal is, you know, to glorify God and to grow together. And, you know, marriage and friendships aren't about like what you can get. It's about like giving and supporting and helping others grow. So I think, you know, when it's a Christian couple, I feel like, based on like what Josh said, like morals and stuff, you're gonna push others to grow and succeed and thrive. And I think that's what you find mm-hmm. a lot of times. I think that's what we find with y'all is like y'all help us grow. And I feel like we align well with,
yeah. It's back to Christ.
Yeah.
I love having other couples to like pray for us. I know I'll text y'all, please pray for us in this situation mm-hmm. or text Mally specifically, you know, and I think having prayer warriors that are around you day to day, not just like my friends from afar, is so important. And I think I just encourage anyone just to be open and ask for prayer, because it's just going to make such a difference. Like, you know, Mally got me a devotional the other day because she knew I was going through some stuff, and that was just so thoughtful. And so I think taking the opportunity to be open and having that life spoken to you, I don't really know how you get through life without it. And so if mm-hmm. you don't have those friends, or if you're listening to this thinking, you know, I'm so jealous, or, you know, I am so wish that I had that, you know, join a small group, ask somebody to hang out, make the first step, and then yeah. don't stop until
and don't give up. Yeah.
I think it's so hard to give up. Okay. So what advice do you have for those that are struggling with that?
Well, like we were just saying, I would say one is don't give up, because there are seasons when it's just more difficult to find those couples mm-hmm. or to find those friends. If you're maybe not married, there's just sometimes more, I guess, dry seasons when, it's really not easy to form new friendships. Like, you're basically starting over, with new people, and that can be uncomfortable. So I would just say to push through that, and to keep going, because it's definitely worth it once you find those people. But if there are people around you, that you have the opportunity to become friends with, kind of like we were saying earlier, make the effort and be open to new things. Or, you know, it's so easy, I guess, to just sit in what you're comfortable in, whatever that may be. But it's just so worth it to reach out and to actually show up and follow through, and do what you said you were going to do, and to build that community around yourself.
I like that.
I think one of the things that we all do well, and we already touched on earlier, for those struggling to have a couple friends, is the fact that, like, Tori, you and I have like a great relationship mm-hmm. outside of this. And then, you know, Mally and Josh have a great relationship outside of this. And it's something where, like, instead of y'all just being girlfriends and best friends and me and Josh, like, kind of on the back burner, or like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like we all click mm-hmm. together. We're all different, but we all have mm-hmm. like great relationships with one another. Like, when I used to drive pre-COVID from Montgomery all the time, and on my way home, I would call like Mally, and if, you know, she was busy at work, I would call Tori, and Tori and I would talk.
Cause you know, I'm going to talk and talk. I probably talked your whole hour.
Yeah, Tori could kill my hour-long drive back. Or Josh and I would talk about something, about sports or whatever. And or, you know, I'd call Tori to help me pick out Mally's Christmas gift or birthday gift or something like that.
Get ready. Woo! Surprise. So, yeah, it's good to have kind of that relationship. I agree. You have anything, Josh?
Yeah, I guess I would just say that.
You were older, so you want to talk about that?
Well, yeah, I'll talk about that. But also, it's not like every couple you're going to be best friends with. And you might, maybe it is, like, there's a guy, I might have a guy that I really like, and then his wife might not be best friends with. But at least respect her. And I think it's important to try to get to know them a little bit. Because if anything, it's going to make your relationship with your friends stronger. Because you can kind of understand, because you spend so much of your life with your spouse. Like, if I want to be able to be a better friend to Joe, I should probably get to know Mally, too.
Yeah, that's good. So true.
Yeah, I think that's one way. I have a really close friend, and we went and had dinner with them one night, and Mally, like, didn't know the girl at all, and I didn't know the girl at all, but we, like, went and had dinner with them, and then, you know, we, like, reached out and did a lot of stuff with Craig and Haley, and now we're, like, really close, and mm-hmm. then we brought Craig and Haley over to y'all's house one night for the Bachelorette, And now you and Haley are super close, mm-hmm. and we love to hang out, all of us together. And I think that's happened with a lot of couples. Like, I've got a lot of guys I like work with that I'm really close with, and Matt has been able to like get close to the wife.
And now I know them.
Yeah. Exactly. And we go on beach trips together. And
hey, Tucker and Maddie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess that's another piece of advice I would say is to, as much as you can connect all your different people, because mm-hmm. I think that's one thing that can be difficult about friendships is if you feel like you have these friendships that are
so disconnected, yeah.
You feel like you've got to have separate time with them. But if you, as much as you can, I would encourage you to bring them together. Cause like we said mm-hmm. earlier, you never know who may click, and then you're building community yeah. right there. By just
These are the 20 people we roll with. I invite them all to the same thing. Also bringing like those other people in, like, I know this was to talk about couples friends, but you know, inviting those single friends to your game night too. Like yeah. it doesn't have to just be couples, like inviting other friends into it mm-hmm. and making everyone feel comfortable and everyone feel like they can be a part of it. So, okay.
That's something I'm really passionate about mm-hmm. when you mentioned that, just because I had a number of years where I was that person who is a new town, and then you don't know a lot of people and you're not in a relationship. So I think it's really important that, you know, like, oh, they're not in a relationship, I'm never going to invite them. And then whenever they do come over, make them feel as comfortable as like, yeah. oh, we're all coupling up. Like, you can have a mixer and
everyone. Mixer.
A mixer. I don't even know if people do those things. But I think it's really important too, because
I agree.
You don't want to mm-hmm. exclude someone just because, oh, they're not in a relationship. Well, mm-hmm. because you can learn so many things from people of all walks of life.
I've always tried to. I think we all do a good job of that and really trying to not make it awkward for anyone. Anything else you want to say about friendship before we wrap up with some fun?
Just put yourself out there mm-hmm. and be flexible.
It's worth it to find your people.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm glad y'all are ours.
Definitely invest in your people because you need other people in your life to help guide you through different seasons and to help you out through different seasons, especially like, I'm glad that we found so many friends like pre-COVID, like couple friends that we could have pre-COVID, because had we not known like anybody in Auburn before that, it would have been a very tough season. So it was good to have friends like when Mally got sick and we had like six couples show up, like texted us immediately and came like dropped off like Gatorade and snacks and all sorts of different stuff. So just having people like that do that. Like we didn't even ask for that. And so many people like just came over and took time out of their day to do that for us. So definitely investing in people.
I think it's made my time in Auburn significantly better when I got in my comfort zone and tried to make community and found community. Cause then it's mm-hmm. not just about a job that you're there yeah. for. Like you find other things outside of work, and then you have your spouse, but having other friend groups and the things you'll learn from them, you continue to learn from them, I think is really valuable. So I just encourage mm-hmm. everyone to do what they can to try to find.
Well, Josh and I say our past 2 years having y'all as friends has by far been our favorite time in Auburn. So we're very thankful.
So sweet.
So, okay, y'all want to have some fun?
Yeah, girl.
I'm having fun.
Yeah,
more fun.
Oh, okay. So we ask everyone this. Tell us three of your favorite current must-haves. Recommendations, all the things, all the people need to know about. This is how I find out about everything. So y'all tell me.
Oh, cold showers.
Oh,
flat tires. And
I'll tell you guys.
Stubbing your toe.
If you ask Joe a question, 90% of the time, your first answer is not going to be the actual answer. So take two.
Some great things, truly, this time. Massage gun. I got a massage gun for my birthday. You know, those ones you see on Instagram and all that sort of stuff that I don't know what you'd call it, but it's really just a massage gun. And I've been using that recently.
Does it help? I haven't used it yet.
It feels so good.
He took a slow motion video of it today.
It was
creepy?
His skin is like the ocean. Like,
Oh yeah,
it is awesome. And so I have way more than
it's a crowd pleaser too. I'll say that. The massage gun, is a great crowd pleaser. Whenever someone comes over and he shows it to them,
everybody
someone's using it for
so
the
when
next,
you're making
like,
your friends
hours.
For the first time, hey, let me give you one of these guns.
Yeah, that's a great tip. How to make
you
friends, get a massage gun.
And there's there's like thousands of them. Like
you can Which one on, did you get?
On, I don't know, but you can go Amazon. On Amazon and
I saw one at Sam's.
There's a there's Shout one out. That's like $600.
Oh no, no, not that one.
I know it's not that one. Okay. I'm saying there is one. Don't buy that one because you go to Amazon and find one for like less than $75 probably. So there's some good ones out there. But another thing that I'm in love with right now is the Hamilton soundtrack.
Woo!
It is We're also late like to that. 40, 47 songs or something.
Do you know all of them?
Basically.
I have listened to them so many times that Mally walked through the house earlier and was like, can we not?
Look, I
worked
love
out
it too.
To it the other day.
Yeah, it is a great workout.
And too. When you're driving and it's 46 songs, you can burn some serious time. And it's fun.
Well, even though we're a little bit sad at Hamilton because it got canceled for us twice because of COVID, maybe it worked out so y'all can come.
Yeah, we should go to that. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Honestly, by that
maybe
point,
it worked
I think,
out.
I think Joe will be in the show because of how well he knows.
Maybe it worked songs. Out so we can do the Hamilton thing. Because y'all know, Josh and I are refusing to watch it on Disney Plus. I don't know if we're going to make it a whole year. We may as well just bite the
good.
Bullet
yeah.
and do it.
Yeah.
There's... Am I allowed to keep giving shout-outs for stuff? Because I've got a couple more.
Yeah.
The other ones,
is my show. You do what you want.
The other ones are... what's the slang term for something that's... What's the word I'm thinking of? It's an innuendo. Yeah. Oh. It's the two under underwear.
Men's underwear.
Oh my gosh, they're so comfortable. And the Free Ballers shorts. Both.
So you don't wear underwear?
Okay.
Free balling?
The names.
Two under. Two under is the under.
Spell it. Number two.
It's the number two, then it's UNDR. And they're just super comfortable underwear that I wear. Okay. But my little brother got me on these workout shorts, which are like, they just look like regular shorts, but you can be like super active. I golf in them, work out in them,
from Amazon.
Wear them around. They're from Amazon.
Called Free Ballers.
And they're called Free Ballers. They're like a knockoff of another brand, but
love
they're
it.
Super comfortable and cheap. And I've got like three pair of them now. I love them. Work. Cool. They have like
Josh, and I want to order that underwear. He did have to throw away a pair of underwear because it had so many holes in it today. It was
I will say this.
All my underwear.
Men's underwear is not cheap.
It isn't?
Not the kind Joe always likes.
Not the Free Ballers.
Not the two unders.
Yeah, two unders like $25 a pair or something.
Oh, crazy. My goodness.
The other thing, though, that I finally got Mally on was The Mandalorian. And great show. Very exciting. You don't really have to know a lot about Star Wars to watch
okay,
it.
Okay, that's
on.
Good
it's
to know.
It's kind of like a Western style TV show, but it's just like set in Star Wars. And did you want to mention?
Sure. Are you done? You have so many things that you love.
Well, you wrote,
Josh had a bunch too.
I just took notes.
You wrote question mark by it. We have watched a show called Last Man on Earth, and it is
it's on
absolutely
Hulu.
Hysterical.
Have we watched?
It's so funny. It's just like completely.
I don't think you'd
mindless.
Like. I've seen a few episodes. I don't think you'd like it because you don't have much of a sense of humor. Comedy.
It's like it's just like complete nonsense. It's the end of the world, and there's just one guy. Like,
is that the one y'all said y'all rewatch with us?
Yeah.
We just started. We actually just
so, yeah,
started
we,
rewatching it, and we just
we watched it in like 2018. It's on Hulu, and then we recently showed it to a friend. To Craig and Haley because
do they like it?
Craig's humor.
Love it.
They love,
love
it.
It.
It's just so
well, it's all
mindless.
Of y'all's
yeah.
humor but mine.
Yeah. It's so good.
It's good.
All right. Mine are kind of random.
Let's
so,
hear it, girl.
I'm trying to think the order. Okay. Whatever. I'll just go in this order. So the first one for me is the Duolingo app. Have you heard of that?
What is that? Tell us.
Okay. So again, we recently watched Hamilton and there's this French guy. In Hamilton, and I took like 4 years of French in high school, and so there's a part in the song that he sings that's French, and it made me miss knowing French. And so Duolingo is this app where you can like play games and refresh your or learn a new language if you want, if you don't know anything. So I've been doing the French one, but they have a bunch of different languages, and you can do reading ones. You can do audio ones, like while you're walking your dog or something, and you can repeat the words that they tell you to say.
So you're trying to. Fun.
I'm trying to brush up on my French.
We're going to France.
Maybe we'll go to France if I can speak French. So
Josh likes to talk. You always like to say.
Yeah, except you didn't know how to spell it, which is fine.
Yeah, I thought it was W-E-W-E, but I
what is it?
It's O-U-I. O-U-I.
Oh, say it again.
Oui,
yeah, Josh, you're basically fluent. That's great.
Pretty much.
So that's the first one. The second one, I love me some Aerie, which I know, Tori, I told you about that recently. It's A-E-R-I-E. I think it's like a branch of American Eagle. It's like kind of their comfort line. And they have the best comfort sweaters lately, I guess with winter. It's so comfortable. I've gotten a couple things from them lately. Highly recommend. And usually they have a sale, so you can get it for a better price.
All about the sales.
All about the sales. All about the deals, right, Josh?
All about the deals.
And then the last one, you would think that this would be tough to make. I like to bake. And I've always wanted to learn how to bake lava cakes. And I made them for our small group a few weeks ago. And I will say, I found a recipe that was actually not very hard. And it was not
too
bad.
They were delicious.
It was pretty good. I can say that because it was someone else's recipe that I really just followed the directions on.
So we'll link it on the show notes.
Yeah, we'll link it.
I told Josh I wanted to make them. Y'all know I don't bake because I eat it. That's a true. Maybe I'll bake for something coming up. I'm going to bake. I'm going to do it for the holidays.
Yeah.
There's rumors you're making homemade biscuits for the holidays. So.
We've rumored that for the past 3 years and it's never happened.
Yeah. That's Josh's like biggest fantasy is for homemade Tori biscuits. To make this.
Fantasy.
For
him.
So then we'll wake up and she's going to be in the kitchen making biscuits.
Josh is always up before me. I appreciate y'all's time. I appreciate y'all doing this for me. It means so much. And I know so many people will feel encouraged and feel like they can make friends and build relationships upon friends that they make and, you know, invest in other couples and grow in their marriage together or, you know, their engagement or whatever season of life they're in. So I appreciate y'all's time. Love y'all. So thankful for y'all. Blessed by y'all.
We love y'all.
If our episode today touched you, inspired you, or brought you some good laughs, we would be honored if you subscribed to the Talk with Tori podcast and left us a quick review. This will give others who are scrolling through the podcast apps the ability to find us. Please share this with all the people in your life so more friends can hear our stories. Thank you for tuning in, and we hope this episode brought you joy, love, and spice.